USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. The city of Minneapolis has reached an unprecedented settlement with the family of George Floyd, who died after Officer Derek Chauvin knelt on his neck as Floyd repeated that he could not breathe.
The largest pretrial settlement in a police civil rights wrongful death case in U.S. history.
The Floyd family's attorney, Ben Crump.
One of the most egregious documentations of an American citizen being tortured to death by a police officer.
City of Minneapolis has agreed to pay $27 million to settle a civil lawsuit. Jury selection in the trial of Chauvin continued Friday. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and Senator Kirsten Gillibrand in a statement late Friday call on New York Governor Andrew Cuomo to resign amid mounting allegations of sexual misconduct. The embattled governor on Friday said again that he would not resign after a seventh woman emerged with new allegations. This is USA Radio News.
For 3 years, you've heard me talk about MyPillow and the MyPillow Premium Pillow and how I get the best night's sleep of my life, how they don't go flat. They are washable and dryable and made in the USA. And it continues the MyPillow Premium Pillow special from Mike Lindell. A standard or queen size premium MyPillow, $29.98. You're saving $40. King size pillows, only $5 more. 60-day money back guarantee. 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. And while you're at MyPillow.com, check out all the deep discounts on all the other MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
The National Guard is scaling down the number of troops in D.C. More than 1,000 members will be leaving the nation's capital over the weekend. Several thousand troops will stay on to provide ongoing security at the U.S. Capitol. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin this week approved a request by Capitol Police to extend the deployment of nearly 2,300 Guard members for another 2 months. New legislation on gun control. We hear about it from Wendy King in the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau.
The House has passed a pair of measures aimed at tightening background checks for the sale and transfer of firearms. Lawmakers voted to approve the Bipartisan Background Checks Act, which would require background checks on all commercial gun sales, while also voting to pass a measure aimed at extending the review period required to purchase a firearm.
A Colorado man is facing federal charges for refusing to wear a mask and urinating in the cabin on an Alaska Airlines flight from Seattle to Denver. 24-year-old Landon Greer was arrested by the FBI. He faces up to 20 years in prison and a possible fine of $250,000. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Americans could find a surprise in their bank account this weekend. Officials at the Treasury Department and Internal Revenue Service say they have already started processing the third round of stimulus payments. Individuals who qualify will get $1,400. A family of four, $5,600. But are the stimulus payments really free money? Here's Lance Pry at the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau.
Now that the Democrats' partisan $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief bill was signed into law by President Biden Thursday, the sticker shock. House Minority Leader Republican Kevin McCarthy tells Fox News the average American family will now owe $22,000 in higher taxes to pay this bill back. Representative McCarthy goes on to tell us about more implications inside the Democrats' bloated law.
You are now going to provide bonuses up to $25,000 to government employees and bureaucrats. You are now, your money's going to pay for illegal immigrants' health care. Your money also is being sent to San Francisco City, where your money will be spent giving alcohol and marijuana to the homeless. This is a payoff to Pelosi's political friends.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Food and Drug Administration is warning of false positives with a certain COVID test. They recommend that facilities using Roche's COPUS test run the samples through multiple times to assure accuracy. The agency warns that problems with the test's processing tubes could result in a false diagnosis. The system is widely used to screen large batches of test samples in hospitals and laboratories. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.